Revelstoke will see shovels hit the ground this July for a $23.6 million project to upgrade its half-century-old wastewater treatment plant, thanks to provincial approval announced Tuesday. In a July 8 release, the city of Revelstoke shared that the BC government has given the municipality's liquid waste management plan two thumbs up, allowing selected proponent Chandos Construction LP to start construction on a more modern, semi-mechanical wastewater plant system. To date, the city has relied on the same open lagoon system in Industrial Park since the 1970s to manage its wastewater treatment, according to a May report to council from the Public Works Department. Revelstoke began pursuing a liquid waste management plan back in 2020 to guide upgrades on its wastewater treatment infrastructure. In the spring, BC's Ministry of Environment and Parks told Black Press Media it's worked closely with the city since 2021 to provide guidance, assistance and meetings for Revelstoke's liquid waste management plan. Chandos is now mobilizing to come to the site and complete upgrades to the existing lagoons, according to the city. Read Black Press Media's reporting this spring on Revelstoke's wastewater treatment plan. These upgrades will ensure that the wastewater system meets the needs of the residents of Revelstoke, Ravi Kallone, Housing and Municipal Affairs Minister, said in the release. This is another way the government is working to improve the lives of British Columbians. Of the project's price tag, $9.8 million, 41.5%, is covered by mixed provincial and federal funding through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. Carried out by Housing, Infrastructure and Communities Canada, the grant program includes a green infrastructure stream that covers wastewater treatment upgrades. In May, Public Works earmarked a shortfall for the city of $1.75 million. In the city's release, Mayor Gary Sulls added that he's pleased to see the project approved, awarded and starting construction. I am very grateful to our consultants and staff for their diligent work, and the province of British Columbia and federal government for their support, together bringing us to this stage in upgrading our sewage treatment plant, he said. Engineering and Public Works Director Steve Black told Revelstoke's Committee of the Whole in March that construction is expected to take 3 years. He didn't rule out the potential issue of wastewater odors permeating the area for the first couple of years, but said these upgrades will ensure there's ample room for the treatment plant to expand on site in future decades. Chandos isn't allowed to answer questions from Black Press Media as per confidentiality agreement with Revelstoke, but follow-up questions have been passed on to city staff for response.